This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Joseph Freelo teaches 6th grade world cultures and 7th grade Texas history at Idea Montopolis College Prep Charter School. He's also an academic coach for Upward Bound, a program at Austin Community College that helps lower-income students get ready for college. Freelo describes himself as an introvert, so he couldn't really see himself participating in an educator's march for justice when the idea came up this summer. But then Freelo thought of his students. He wanted to show them that change is about more than words, it's actions too. So, bullhorn in hand, he led protesters in that downtown Austin march. We talked recently by phone about his further ideas for putting anti-racism front and center in education.
First off, we have to start teaching an anti-racist curriculum on all content levels. There has to be space where students can talk about race, where teachers can teach students to challenge racism and racial oppression. And it shouldn't just be done in the history classes. It should be done, it could be done in all, in every class. Giving Black educators the space to lead is my second thing. I feel like in our schools, it's mostly comprised of white teachers teaching Black and brown students. We have to start hiring more diverse teachers to teach our Black and brown students. And we also have to create spaces where our Black educators can lead and become a part of admin, become principals and assistant principals, because that's not what we generally see when we talk about who's in charge. My last main point that I would like to see is a space where teachers, particularly white teachers, confront their biases and become anti-racist. Just saying that you're not racist is not enough at this point. We need people who are actively challenging this, because if you're being silent and complicit, then for me, you're just as dangerous as someone who is actually racist. Having the privilege to remain silent is okay for you, but it's not okay for those who actually have to suffer through these injustices. And a lot of the people that have to suffer through these injustices are your students. Your students need to know that you support them and that you are going to use your voice and your privilege to fight for them.
Talk a little bit more about what would be in that curriculum, what an anti-racist curriculum would look like.
I believe that our curriculum needs to be more culturally relevant. It has to be critical in order to foster critical thinking skills and multicultural, where we're not just talking about, you know, the white historical figures that helped shape history. There are so many voices that are left out of history. There are Latinos' voices that are left out. There are Black voices. There are Black women, Native American voices that are left out of our historical narrative when it comes to history. And then when we talk about other contents, especially in English, where there are novels that students should be reading that touch on race and get students to start thinking about how race plays a factor in our societal construct, and also how people of diverse backgrounds have faced oppression in this country and what conversations could be had to challenge those issues that we currently face. At the end of the day, your students should know what side you stand on. And if I can't tell whether or not you are a racist at the school that I teach or that you're anti-racist, there's a huge problem.
You mentioned the idea of more Black teachers, supporting Black teachers, and elevating Black teachers to leadership roles. I'm curious if you can just talk a little bit about what it's like to be a Black teacher.
So at my school, I'm actually the only Black male teacher at my school. And I can tell you that my experiences have not always been great. There are a lot of microaggressions that, you know, I've experienced being the only Black male teacher that, you know, that other people may not have to worry about. So, for example, I never thought in a million years that I would be seen as an aggressive person. I'm 6'3", tall Black man. I know that my stature definitely could cause fear just from looking at me. So I always try to present myself in the most friendliest way as possible so that I don't come across as aggressive. But over time, that, you know, that label has come on me. just because, you know, I'm outspoken or because I fight passionately for the things that I believe in, you know, that has led to those negative stereotypes. Sometimes you just feel like you're on display. I know that a lot of Black teachers feel that way sometimes, and they feel as though their concerns when it comes to racial matters doesn't matter. There have been so many instances where Black teachers, even myself, have been racially gaslighted. When I brought up my concerns, I've been told that I'm just playing the race card or made to feel like what I'm experiencing really isn't actually true.
That all seems to point so directly to your third point, which is that white teachers, white administrators, white people need to examine their own underlying beliefs and figure out the reasons why, for example, they label you as aggressive because you're a 6'3" black man.
Yes, that is, that's so true. I know that people grow up differently. We all come from different backgrounds, and I can't ignore my race, but you have that privilege to ignore race as an important issue, as important in your life because you never had to experience racism. You know, when you don't experience something, it's hard for you to empathize with those who do. We have to start training our teachers, particularly our white teachers, on matters dealing with race, and we have to start propagating these conversations so that they can confront their bias or they can confront their privilege and understand, you know, become more empathetic of our situations that we have to deal with as Black educators, Black staff, and even our Black students.
When topics of race and racism come up in the classroom with your students, how do they respond?
My students think it's a serious concern. When I bring up topics of race, you know, that's where I see my students become the most interested or the most invigorated because they're going through these experiences right now and they don't know how to name it. You know, I taught a lesson on oppression recently. These were like high school students and they didn't even know what oppression meant. And when I taught it, you know, I can tell that their faces light up because it gives like relevance to their experiences. Now they can name what they're experiencing, especially in the times that we're in right now where we're chanting Black Lives Matter and a lot of us are afraid to say Black Lives Matter. You know, why is that so hard to say? Why is it so hard to say that Black Lives Matter? Why is it so hard to say that? You know, if you're a teacher, why is it so hard for you to say that your Black student life matter? You know, your Black students' lives matter. They need to know that you see them and that they actually matter to you. You know, it shouldn't be such a controversial topic when we talk about anti-racism to anyone except those who are racist. If you don't think that anti-racism is important, then, you know, what are you saying? What are you saying that you believe in? Racism still exists in society. It's alive and very much still will. And we have to start as educators being in our schools, being the change agents and actually not reproducing more racist structures or racist, you know, racist citizens in our country.
Joseph Freelo is a teacher and academic coach in Austin. Joseph, we thank you so much for your time and discussion today.
Thank you.